Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening, good day, good morning, good night, wherever you are on the planet. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly. Welcome to Metaphysical Universe. I'm here, of course, with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Glad to be here. I'm really glad that the shows are back. And, you know, it's good to be in touch with people. And, you know, we have Dr. Casey in the chat room already. And it's exciting. It's good to be back.
It is. And we're going to announce a little bit more about that coming up in just a minute. Before we get into that stuff, Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly, and it's going to become weekly program, MCHS Church also operates the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science and the new College of Humanistic Science. Students can get their bachelor's, master's, doctoral degrees, or certifications at these two schools. We'll talk a little bit more about that, as our topic tonight is how to get the most from those programs. Before we get into the meat of our topic, I'd like to do our profession of beliefs, as we used to do. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness in human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief as well as MCHS Church, please visit mchschurch.org. Now tonight, we are going to talk about benefiting from the IMHS degree program, as well, and we're also going to talk a little bit about the certification programs at ICHS, which is the International College of Humanistic Science. We get a lot of interest in our degree program especially, and the certification programs are a bit new. They follow the similar courses as the degree programs. It's just there's no degrees, it's certifications instead. And at ICHSworld.org, that's where that website is, you can take standalone courses. In fact, we've made the majority of our degree program courses available there as standalone courses. A lot of folks have wanted to know if they could just take one of our degree program courses. Well, now you can, and that's at ICHSworld.org. And there's a course descriptions page if you just look around for it there. So let's talk about this whole degree thing. One of the questions I get most often is about, well, it's kind of all about the same thing. It relates to the validity of these degrees, and it also includes accreditation. Did you have a point, Vicki?
I was going to say, are you legitimate?
No, we're illegitimate, but we don't like to make that well known.
Kidding. It's a fair question, though, Doug. When people are writing in or, you know, browsing around the internet, wondering, are these really legitimate schools? Are they credible?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is it a scam, or what can I do with it, and how do I benefit from that? These are very reasonable questions.
They are, and I'll give you a great answer. Let's start with that. Let's start with the scam thing, because I get that from time to time. People are worried. You know, are they going to be taken advantage of? Are we out to get you? Are we scammers? The good news is that, in my knowledge, there's no metaphysics school that's going to scam you. I know of no metaphysics school that is out to get you or scam you or anything like that. And so that's just nothing to be worried about. Of course, you're saying, gee, you're telling us you're not going to scam us. How do we trust you? It reminds me of an email I got a week or two ago. A guy says, can you prove that you're not a scammer? You know, it's like, gee, can I prove I exist? I don't know. So
yeah.
You know, my best answer was, and this is the answer I give to everybody, go to metaphysicsinstitute.org. That's the degree program website, metaphysicsinstitute.org. Read it over. If it resonates with you, then great. If you're concerned that we are going to scam you, go somewhere else. We don't want you. Well, not that we don't want you, but
yeah.
Go somewhere else. We don't care. If you're that worried that you're going to get scammed, please do yourself and us a favor and go somewhere else, because we're too busy doing good stuff here. In fact, I just read our 9 principles of belief. The very first one is do no harm, do right. We live by that. So you don't have to worry about that with us. And if it was an issue, we wouldn't be here, because, you know, we would have been, quote, found out by now. But there's nothing wrong. It's just we're trying to leave the woodpile higher than we found it. Vicki?
You know, Doug, I even have over the years, because I've been doing what I do for over 40 years now, and I've had those questions. How good are you? Are you legitimate? Are you real? I have answered pretty much the same way. If your spirit resonates with it, let's go for it. Otherwise, there's lots of other readers out there and counselors. And it really is a connection. It's a fit of where we each belong, I think, and where our own path is. And for people who don't know this about me, I had this little voice talk to me one morning, and it went on my computer, and it said, key in this. I said, really? You know, it's like, you want me to what? A metaphysical church? What? You know? So, and that's how I came to be with MCHS and IMHS. And I've never looked back. It's trusting that intuition. And yes, there's a logical, sensible side, which we're going to talk about right away, like, you know, what can I do with this in my life? Because it has to make sense at some level down here. But it's a fit. It's going where you fit. Other people, lots of people go to more of a religious fit. You know, if you're aspiring to a divine light, you know, the God self, and you find Jesus in your heart, well, then you belong with another school. Mm. It's very simple, because this is a human-centered philosophy, trying to be as down-to-earth, grounded, and sensible in its metaphysical applications as any school out there, which is why you and I connected, Doug, and why we're still here together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically when I connected with Dr. Doug Kelly, it was what I had in my mind of what I believed in. And although we're very different and we have different experiences, different backgrounds, we're of the same spirit, the same mindset, trying to do the same thing. So it just works. So that's basically when you're looking for a metaphysical school, you have to go with one that resonates with you. Simple.
And that's exactly the advice I give to prospective students who call and say, gee, you know, why should I choose your school? Well, you know, that's a question that the student really has to make. You know, they look over the curriculum, and that's what I tell them. Look, go check the curriculum. If the curriculum resonates with you, then enroll. It, you know, whatever school the curriculum resonates with you, go enroll in that school. And again, it bears a re-mentioning that IMHS teaches a human-centered spiritual philosophy, not a God-centered one. It is not a theological school. It is a human-centered type of a school. There are other schools out there that are more Christianized metaphysics. That's not us. So if your goal is to do that, go that route with Christianity and all that, this is not the school for you. And there, again, is another reason why we're not trying to take advantage of you. If we were, we'd just say, oh yeah, we don't care what you believe. And we don't really care what you believe, but you won't find a good fit if you're looking for God, because he's not here. He's at the other schools. So that's a good point. Now let's talk about accreditation. You know, a lot of folks say, gee, are you accredited? And the answer is yes, we are accredited, but we're not federally accredited, because no metaphysics school can get federal U.S. accreditation, like, you know, your colleges and universities. In fact, not even all of them are accredited, but a lot of them are. So accreditation does not mean the same thing with metaphysics schools as it might with universities. Some people want accreditation, so I went out looking for an accrediting body, somebody that we could get accreditation from when I started the school and the church 4 years ago. Couldn't find anything worth even getting into, so I did what I always do. I started an accreditation website and aspect of MCHS. It's called the International Metaphysical Practitioners Association, and it accredits metaphysics schools and, you know, teachers and that kind of a thing. And so the reason I did that is because I couldn't find anybody that had as high standards as I do. So, you know, people say, well, gee, you know, you're accredited by your own accrediting agency. Yeah, we are, but it's important to some people. The fact of the matter is that accreditation just doesn't mean what it means. It doesn't mean the same thing with metaphysics schools as it does with academic. People, when they're looking for accreditation, they're basically looking for a third-party vote, a third party that says, yeah, if this school is legit, the curriculum's good, and that, again, that's federal accreditation is not available. So you really have to look at the curriculum. You have to look at the philosophy of the school. Look at how quick do they respond to your emails? Do they answer the phone when you call them? Those kinds of things. What's your feeling? You know, what kind of energy does the school have? Go with the one that fits. Another. Yeah. Go ahead.
So if I can just clarify, very often we refer to secular schools versus non-secular, which is relevant in what you're saying in accreditation, Doug. Mm-hmm. A secular school would be a federally governed body, meaning a federally governed school.
Non-religious school.
And non-religious. So, you know, your general colleges and universities are affiliated with the government. The government oversees them. And they also then build associations for graduates. So this is where it all ties in. A psychologist, for instance, will have a psychology association. And lawyers will have a law association. And therefore, then they can go out and they have a club, and then they can go out and they cover their members, you know, they get insurance policies, et cetera, and they protect their members in their organization. This is what IMPA is, essentially, although we don't have insurance policies because nobody insures us.
Well, actually, there are a number who do, but it depends on the country you're in.
That's true. And so the accreditation is kind of, we have an association for IMPA is an association for anyone from any school who has a metaphysics, you know, degree that they can kind of, and other people can tap into that as a
or
resource.
Training. Yeah, sure. They don't have to have a degree, but they, you know, certification, Reiki practitioners, I mean, life coaches, spiritual counselors, hypnotists, that kind of a thing. They can
absolutely.
All, they can be yes. members of that. And then let's go back to the whole secular versus non-secular thing. Secular is obviously
right.
non-religious schools. Non-secular are religiously based schools. IMHS, Metaphysics Institute, is a religiously based school. It is, the parent is the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. And so our degrees are non-secular. They're non-academic. They're religiously based is the point. And one of the big questions that comes up is, you know, are these real degrees? In fact, some of our students, they get so excited to enroll in the doctoral degree program. And, you know, I don't know whether to say well-meaning or careless, family or friends might say something, well, yeah, but that's not a real degree. And nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is that these degrees are real degrees. They're not any less or more valid than an academic degree. They're just different than academic degrees. They're not used for the same purposes, nor is an academic degree used for the purposes that metaphysical or religiously based degrees are used for. There's two different things. It's like, what's better, an apple or an orange? Car or a truck, a plane or a train, you know, none of them are better. They're just different. They're used for different purposes. So these degrees are valid. They are real. And that's part of the training that our students get is how to understand these and how to deal with the critics, which is usually just don't bother. It's not worth it. What you think of me is none of my business. So these are real degrees.
You know, if I can insert that, other metaphysical schools and graduates also get ordinations to make them legal to practice what they do.
Right.
That's an important insert here. There's two ways to be legal, so to speak, in our Western developing countries. And one is to go to school and get a federally accredited degree or become an affiliate of a religious organization that as a spiritual counselor, I'm legitimate to practice spiritual counseling. And for any number of, you know, other things that people do, hypnosis, for instance, there are a lot of people who practice hypnosis but are not trained in a university or college setting. But in order to be legal, they have to have some kind of affiliation by philosophy. Does that make sense, Doug?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's either state or religious, state licensed or religious. So what that means in a practical manner is that if you enroll at IMHS, Metaphysics Institute, or if you enroll in one of the certification programs such as life coaching or spiritual counseling, Reiki, et cetera, at ICHS, then ordination is required. Because you're dealing with that you're a practitioner and you need the ordination. Now, as far as we're concerned, you can be ordained by any bona fide religious institution. You don't have to be ordained by MCHS Church. We open that up. But you need ordination. It's for your own protection and indirectly ours too. But if you're going to specialize in paranormal science or ufology or cryptozoology, ordination is not such an issue, but if you're going to specialize in life coaching, spiritual counseling, hypnosis, Reiki, holistic healing, those kinds of things, you need ordination. And that is a protection for the student practitioner.
You know, this is something that I think is really important for all people to know who are working in general people services. You know, there's a lot of courses out there. There's a lot of, you know, classes, weekend things, you know, come and take this, rah, rah. You know, it's like the pyramid thing. That doesn't necessarily mean you're legal to practice that. Just because somebody holds a certificate does not mean they're legal. And this is a distinction that very few people understand, you know, in the world. Just because somebody, yes, they have a Reiki, they're a Reiki master, and they're practicing in their field, unfortunately, and this is unfortunate in some ways, because some people are very, very talented and skilled, but it doesn't make them legal unless they have an ordination that is that the root of their spirituality. It is that legal protection.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and a bona fide one at that.
Exactly. So there are many resources for ordination. Again, we're right back to what resonates with you. MCHS Church is a non-Christianized, you know, organization. We're human-centered, human-based. In spirituality, absolutely. We cover the gamut here. But we don't, let's say, we don't pray to the gods. That's all.
Right.
You know, it's that simple. But if you have a different kind of a, you know, a sense about what you want to believe in, there are many other venues through which you can get ordination.
Right. Just, you know, we offer MCHS because, frankly, it's the healthiest spiritual philosophy on the planet right now, and we'll talk about more about that in upcoming weeks. But so we've talked about so far, don't have to worry about being scammed, because no metaphysics school that I'm aware of is going to scam you. They're all trying to do a good job. They're trying to do their thing, trying to help people. Each has their own curriculum. Each has their own philosophy. Find the one that resonates with you and go enroll. We'd love to have you, but if our philosophy, you know, doesn't resonate, then don't come here. Go somewhere else. That's the best way I know of to show you we're not scammers. We're telling you to go somewhere else. We'll do the right thing. And I've done that before. I have rejected applications because it wasn't the right thing. We also talked about accreditation, talked about secular versus non-secular. Let's talk about how the courses work briefly, and then I want to get into some deeper points, some for even students who are already enrolled in the courses, and kind of give you an idea of what to avoid as you go through them and how to make things a little bit smoother and easier. So our courses are straightforward. They're comprehensive. They don't have any fluff. The entire format that we have is what I call an accelerated format, meaning it's for busy adults, people who have otherwise busy lives. And that means that they can get through it in as little as 4 months, although nobody really does that. The average is 12 to 18 months. Some students will do it in 6 months. Some will do it in 3 or 4 years. It just depends how much time you have. But they're designed to be doable. You know, you can go through a course a month easy. And the courses are basically constructed with segments. They're kind of like chapters in a book. You start with segment one. There'll be some study material in PDF format. You can download it, print it out if you wish. Some of the segments have audio, some have videos. They all have the written material. You study segment one material until you know it well, and then go on to segment two, and then do segment three, and so forth. The most courses have, on average, 5 or 6 segments. Some have a few more. I think the fewest that we have is 4 segments, but some will have 5 or 6 or 8. It just depends on the course. Some of the master's courses have a few more. But most of them are 5 or 6 segments, 4 to 6, I should say. So you do that in the bachelor's courses. When you're all done with the segments, you take the online exam. You pass it with an 80% or higher, and you're done with that course. You move on to the bachelor's course number 2. And so there are 5 bachelor's courses. You go through those. At the end of those, you do the bachelor's degree assignment, which is basically a short essay on what you learned and applied from the courses you took, and then you get your bachelor's degree in metaphysical humanistic science. With the master's courses, pretty much set up the same way, except for the master's courses, most of them also include a written assignment. There's a template that we provide you with questions, and you simply answer them in your own words. You take care of the exam that every course has, and again, you move on to the next course. That's how they work. You can see the course descriptions at metaphysicsinstitute.org. just look for course descriptions. You'll find it on the website there. There's also the IMHS catalog. If you really want to know all the ins and outs of the program, read that. It's a download. It's a PDF file. Just read it, and it will give you all the details.
And yeah. 12 courses will get you your yep. master's.
Right. So you got 5 courses for the master, or excuse me, for the bachelor's, 5 for the bachelor's, can't talk, and then 7 for the master's. That's a total of 12. There's also an orientation course that's included. You'll take that first just to learn how to take courses here. And then the doctoral course is not really a course per se. It tells you how to complete the doctoral program. You can either do a dissertation between 5 and 10,000 words, or you can do the doctoral course assignment, which is basically, again, a short review of what you learned and applied from the courses you've taken. And I honestly prefer the doctoral course assignment because it tells me more of what you learned, what the student learned. But you can do a dissertation, too, if you wish. Once that's done, you get your doctoral degree in whatever specialization that you've chosen. It's also important to note that the degrees are in metaphysical humanistic science. The master's and doctoral degrees are specializing. So your degree, your diploma will say your name, doctor of philosophy, or whichever designation you choose. So it's a doctoral degree in metaphysical humanistic science specializing in, and then that could be life coaching, counseling, paranormal, whatever you've chosen. So they all say that. A lot of students say, gee, what specialization should I choose? I just don't know. They all look good, or I'm tied up between a couple of them. My answer to that is, which one do you want printed on your diploma? Another indicator is, how eclectic are you? I mean, do you have a lot of stuff you want to do? Some students want to write books. They want to do speaking. They want to do this and that and the other thing. They might want to do some counseling or coaching. They might want to do some paranormal. They just got a lot of wide interests here, broad interests. So my answer is, well, then choose metaphysical science because it's a broad degree. There are 8 required courses for that and 4 electives, so it's kind of leaves you open to choose what you want. But the big question is, what do you want printed on your diploma? If all you care about is a life coaching practice or spiritual counseling or hypnosis, whatever, then choose that, and that will be printed on your master's and your doctoral diplomas. Okay, so what are the things that get in the way the most from students?
I know.
Yeah? oh, pick me.
I know. I got my hand up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, reading. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to say this to everyone. Taking these courses is not hard. It's not difficult. But it does require giving attention to what you're reading and understanding. Dr. Doug Kelly has written a brilliant piece of work. And the many hundreds of hours that go into this, what he's done is, I mean, speak like you're not here for a second.
Sure.
Is taken everything on a topic and narrowed it down, funneled it down into what could have been many, many, many books into some paragraphs. And so it requires the attention to it. It's like, read the material. It's, you know, there's so many ways of thinking. And in this day and age, of course, our minds are quite scattered. This is sensible reading, easy reading. It's just connecting the dots, reading the instructions, and then double-checking to make sure that you filled in the blanks. Honestly, it is mm-hmm. really that simple. The material itself, and I'm going to say this even having been a student myself of Dr. Kelly's body of work, is that it just makes too much sense. I know it's just like, it's so simple. It's like we tend to want to overcomplicate things, and it's just simple. And it's like, oh, and then the light bulbs go on, the critical thinking kicks in, and then you get the hang of it because it just makes sense. So I'm going to say this. The Bachelor's 1 course is an overview of what metaphysics is. the rest of the bachelor's is about self-study, who you are, how we are. Because if we don't know who we are and how we think, we don't know what we're looking at. And it's brilliantly put together to understand yourself, other people, the dynamics, and of course the nine principles are there. The life leadership paragon is brilliant. So
I'll pay you later.
Thank you. And it's simple. So if you read, pay attention, take your time, read it again, read it again, read it again until, whoa, it starts connecting the dots. And that's where, I mean, it took me a while. I have been studying metaphysics my whole life. I work with people my whole life. I had to go, oh, we're saying the same thing but different. This is a sensible, logical, down-to-earth approach of everything put into the fewest amount of words possible. It's just genius. So, and I'm not saying that because I know we're... If I didn't love it so much, I wouldn't still be here, Doug. So there
yeah.
you go.
And it's an elegant model. Life Leadership Paragon is an elegant model. It includes self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and these synergistically create self-completeness. It was in the profession of beliefs at the outset of this program tonight. It is an elegant model. I don't know how else to put it. It makes absolute incredible sense if you really get the sense of it. And if you're specializing in life coaching or spiritual counseling, it is an absolute fundamental aspect of that. And that is another beautiful thing because we teach life leadership coaching, which is transpersonal counseling and life coaching together. Anyway, so I appreciate those good words. And they are. I mean, it's just a great model. And nobody else has it. It is unique to us because, you know, it came from the School of Hard Knocks. And it was developed over nearly a decade. So it's an excellent model. Now let's get into, again, more about what, you know, kind of trips up some students. One of the biggest things is not reading the instructions, not reading carefully. I get emails all the time that essentially say, gee, do you do metaphysics degrees? And okay, they don't really say that. But the questions are so simple. It's right there on the website. And I very, you know, nicely and kindly with a smile on my face, yes, we do. Here's your answer. And so if you're listening to this and you're considering a degree, go read the website. Go read the IMHS catalog. It's been put there and put together for you to learn. Doesn't mean that we won't answer questions. We'll do so with a smile on our face and a song in our heart. But go read and look for the answer. That's one of the things you are taught in our program is, if you want something, go after it. Go do it. Go take care of it first. At least try. And if you can't find an answer, then come to us and ask. Call us. Now, I know that a lot of folks email us and call us just to make sure there's somebody back there. You know, anybody back there? I don't know if there's anybody back there. So they call and they'll email and, you know, I respond pretty quickly. And so that's fine. But
this is a guy who only gets 3 or 4 hours sleep a night, I might add.
Yeah, I've tried longer, it doesn't work.
I know.
Anyway, so read the instructions, read everything. If you're a current student, that's one of the big things. It's, you know, it's like any exam. We've all taken exams. And when we miss some questions, we go back and we read the question again. Oh, gee, I didn't read it carefully enough. Or I didn't read the potential answers carefully enough. So that's one of the big things. Read the stuff and read the material and understand it and get a feel for it and proof your answers because this, you know, all the exams are open book. So that's one of the things that gets in the way. Another thing to consider when doing your degree or enrolling for a metaphysics degree is, do you have the time? Do you have the commitment? Do you have the self-discipline? Because even though our courses are simple, simplified, they're not simple to take. They're not a cakewalk. In other words, this is not a diploma mill. You're not going to just show up, you know, do crappy on your exam and expect to get by, because that's not who we are. And, you know, much to the chagrin of some students who I think on occasion, oh, I can just skate by and nobody will care. No, I care and I'll call you on it. Because, you see, not only is my reputation at stake, but I care. I want my students to do well. I want to see you go out in the world and succeed. You succeed, I succeed. It's not a real hard concept here. I want you to do well. I want you to take what you learn here and pass it on. Pass it on to other people within your sphere of influence. I want you to pass it on to your children. You know why? Because when we do that, the whole world improves. So when you come to school here, I care. And so sometimes I'm going to send you an email, say, gee, you know, that's great, but you can do better. Let's talk about how you can do better. Now, that doesn't mean I'm always emailing you and whining and on your case. It's not it at all. But if I see an area where it could be improved and I feel it's worth it, I'm going to say something because I do care. So, you know, if you like that, then this is the place. If you have the self-discipline and you need that to get through this, then this is the place. Then it's not going to work no matter what school you go to.
I'd like to add 2 points in here, Doug. The first one is, no matter how much experience you have in metaphysics or in your practice, you will relearn and learn more when you come to IMHS. So a lot of people have emailed asking about the school, wanting to know, and they have a great background, which is really, it will do them really well in the school, but it means that be prepared to learn more. So the next part of this is the question that's often asked is, I already have a bachelor's or a PhD from another university. Can I just skip on over to the doctoral program? Which I'll let you take it from here, Doug, because...
Yeah, that's a very common question. And every time I get an email on that and I answer them, as I always do right away, I never hear back from them. I already have a bachelor's degree. I already have a master's degree. Can I just go, do I have to take them over again? And when I say yes, but I explain why, and this is my explanation, our curriculum is unique. You're not going to get this curriculum in college or any university or academy anywhere. It's unique. And not only is it unique, it lays the foundation for everything you're going to learn in the master's program. The bachelor's lays the foundation for the master's. And that all lays the foundation of what you're going to do in the doctoral program. Well, if you skip all that, you've got nothing. And now we're just a diploma mill. If you want just a diploma, a doctoral diploma, honestly, make one up yourself. You'll have every bit as much validity as any other diploma mill out there. If you really want it, then you got to start with the bachelor's. It doesn't mean that you might have 2 bachelor's degrees, but they're different. One is in metaphysics, the other one is in whatever you got it in. And so you got to start with the bachelor's, you got to lay that foundation, get into the master's courses, and then you can get to the doctoral program. I'm glad you brought that up because that is a common question. Here's another thing I want to also mention before our time goes. When I talk about making a degree program work, and this applies to any metaphysics school you'll go to, you got to have self-discipline. You've got to have a schedule. You've got to have a commitment. And one of the things that even academic colleges face is student attrition, attrition, students falling out, dropping out, not following through. And, you know, if you're going to do this, then do it. If you're not going to do it, then don't do it. Or if you're not sure you're going to do it, you know what, save yourself some time and money and us too, and just don't do it. If you want this, if you have goals and dreams and passions, then this is it. This is what you should do. Follow your heart. Everybody's on their own path. And nobody else can walk your path but you. Nobody. And that's why it doesn't matter what they think of you doing this, because they can't walk your path, nor can you walk theirs. So if it is in your heart to be a counselor, a coach, or whatever, a holistic healer, whatever it is, then do it. But don't lose sight of that goal. Don't lose that dream. And life has a way of causing you to do that. You can get just wrapped up in life. You know, the busyness of life, the demands of life. And it could just, before you know it, oh, wow, I'm not even, you know, studying anymore. I've lost sight of that. So if you're a student, one of my students listening, come back, you know, start your studies again. Don't forget why you enrolled in the first place. This is important. It's not just important to me, it's important to you. It's important to me because I want you to go out and be successful, and I want you to teach others what you're learning here because it's a healthy thing, and I want the world to be a healthy place. So there's my ulterior motive.
You know, if I can just say this for students who are listening, as the student support coordinator, I do grade exams. Dr. Kelly oversees everything. You might want to say he's like a little meticulous about that.
Well, now you're making me sound anal. Not really that much.
Well, I'm speaking on your behalf here, Doug, to say that you always keep tabs on students.
Well,
and
our
relationship has developed, you know, we've developed over time. I had to learn how to grade papers, what to look for, and very often I'll come across questions and I defer to you or we talk about it. I grade the bachelor's program. Dr. Kelly does the final bachelor's assignment.
Degree, of course, you know, the bachelor's degree assignment.
Yep. I help in the master's assignments through the first 7 courses. Dr. Kelly oversees them, looks through them, because he keeps tabs on all students. So as the school grows and we have more to do, it's kind of picking up the slack, making it go a little bit quicker. But Dr. Kelly is a hands-on teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So no one will want everybody to know, please never feel like you're being overlooked. You know, we are available between myself and Dr. Kelly, you know, covering the slack, trying to leave the live chat open on the school. It may seem like we're open 24/7, but we're trying to accommodate global students. We have
mm-hmm.
students on different time zones all over the world, honestly 40 countries. And so it's trying to accommodate the various needs. So as we continue to grow, you know, we'll hopefully bring on other people and such as the plan is, and hopefully we're going to talk about that in future shows anyway. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So, hopefully tonight's program has been helpful to some. If you're considering enrolling in IMHS, we hope you will. You know, look it over. It's a great school. You know, the tuition is reasonable and it's low by design. Honestly, we should be charging a lot more for this. But if we did charge a lot more, we wouldn't have the students. We wouldn't have the ability to reach as many people. And that's why the tuition is low. You can compare. You can pay a lot more than what we've got. But, you know, we'd love to have you. If it doesn't flip your switch, that's fine. You know, go find a school that does and go make a difference. Go out and happen to life. Don't let life happen to you. And we appreciate your time and attention tonight. Now, to give you a little bit of a heads up on what's coming up in future shows, we're going to take this show back to weekly starting effective immediately. So next week, we will be back at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday night. We may end up taking the month of July off, maybe January off, or some other months. We're going to go back to a weekly show. It'll be between 30 and 45 minutes, the shows will. It just depends on what the material is. We'll try to come up with a topic. Next week, I'm going to talk more about MCHS Church, what's in store, what we've got coming up, where it's going, and why you should care. So we'll get to that next week. We appreciate everybody's time listening to the live show or listening to the archive. We know it takes some effort to be here, and we appreciate it, and we hope that you'll tell others. Look at the archives. There's a ton of archives on a ton of topics, and very educational. We're here to teach. We're here to help people live more successful lives. We're here to empower the human spirit. So, I don't know. Do you have anything else, Dr. Vicki?
No, I'm looking forward to our weekly shows again. For those who don't know, we took some time off. We're back, and we're going to go for it. We got lots to talk about, Doug.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and really live. Thanks. Have an awesome week. See you next week. Good night.
Good night.